peace, brothers and sisters.
今天呢是我在这里，就是下周还是我，所以连续讲两次道。
I'll be doing the sermon next week as well, so I'll be doing it twice in a row.
这是边给我一个机会，让我多点跟大家待在一起。
Gives me an opportunity to be with you guys for a longer time.
让我们开始之前，让我们一同低头祷告。
Before we start, let's bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的耶稣
，Dear Heavenly Father,
感谢你在2000多年前为我们降生。
Thank you for resurrecting for us 2000 years ago.
谢谢你拯救了我们。
Thank you for saving us.
今天愿你临到我们的当中。
I pray that you will be with us today.
开我们的心和我们的眼。
To open our eyes and our hearts,
让我们看见你。
To let us see you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
今天是 Boxing Day, 是圣诞节的第二天。
Today is Boxing Day, the day after Christmas.
也就是打开圣诞礼物的日子。
The day for opening our Christmas presents.
一般来说呢，我们一家人每年都会在今天围着圣诞树下把礼物一份一份的打开。
Usually my family and I would sit around the Christmas tree every year on this day and open our presents one by one.
这是我们最开心的时间，也是我们起床了以后做的第一件事情。
It's a really happy time for us. It's the first thing that we do when we get out of bed.
其中让我最感到高兴的是并不是礼物的本身，或者是收到了多少件礼物。
But my happiness didn't come from how many presents I got or what kind of presents I got.
我享受的是一家人在一起打开礼物的那一刻。
But rather, it was the moment when I'm opening my presents with my family.
因为呢，每一份礼物都承载着家人或是朋友对我们的祝福和爱。
And each present reminds me of the love and blessings that I have from family and friends.
很高兴今天你们选择了来教会，而没有选择去 shopping.
I'm rather pleased that you guys here chose to come to church over Boxing Day shopping.
那样我们就可以在这里一起打开另外一份礼物。
Because now it means that we can open another kind of present together.
这份礼物呢是从天父而来，他把他的儿子耶稣作为礼物送给我们。
This present comes from our Father in heaven. He blessed us with the gift of His Son Jesus.
上周呢，远牧师说了这一份礼物的详情。
Last week, Pastor Ron went into detail about this gift.
就是关于天父差派他的儿子来到世上，为了拯救我们从罪中得释放。
Which, in summary, is about God sending His Son into this earth to save us from being trapped in our sins.
而今天我要说的是，打开了这份礼物以后，我们应该有一些什么的回应呢？
However, today I'm going to talk to you about the response that we should have after opening this gift.
就是人听了福音，或是接受了福音以后，我们应该做什么呢？
That is to say, what should we do after we have listened to the gospel or after we have accepted it?
今天的经文的第9到10节，那里说到，你用口里认耶稣为主，心里信神使他从死人中复活，就必得救。因为心里相信，就必称义；用口承认，就必得救。
In today's passage, in verses 9-10, it says, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your heart that you profess your faith and are saved."
从经文中我们得知，当我们口里承认耶稣为主，又相信他从死里复活，我们就得着了这一份的礼物。
From these verses we learn that once we declare that Jesus is Lord with our mouth and believe in our hearts that he resurrected from the dead, then we have, so to speak, received God's gift.
那什么是口里承认耶稣为主？什么又是相信他从死人中复活呢？
So what does it actually mean to declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts thatGod resurrected him from the dead.
口里承认耶稣为主，就是公开的承认耶稣是我们的主宰，我们的神。
To declare that Jesus is Lord is to openly acknowledge that Jesus is our ruler, that he is our God.
而心里相信就是要真心的相信耶稣曾经为我们诞生，曾经死亡和复活这一个历史的事实。
And believing with our hearts means to genuinely believe the reality that Jesus was born into this earth, he died and then was resurrected again.
相信耶稣从死里复活，就是相信生命的钥匙在他的手里，相信他能给予我们永生，就是永远的生命。
Believing that he resurrected is believing that he holds the key to life in his hands and that he can give us eternal life.
而口里承认和心里相信可以说是两个动作，但是却是一个行为。
Declaring with your mouth and believing with your heart may seem like two different actions, but they are actually serving the same purpose.
因为第十节说，因为心里相信就必称义，用口承认就必得救。
Because in verse 10 it says, For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved.
先看称义是什么。
Let us have a look at what it means to be justified.
称义就是耶稣用他的宝血洗净了我们的罪，让我们从一个罪人可以被称为一个义人。
To be justified means that Jesus used his blood to wash away our sins, so that we can be changed from a sinful person to a person of righteousness.
得救就是给予我们这些应该接受死亡惩罚的罪人一个新的生命。
To be saved means that us sinners who deserve to face death are instead given a new life.
我们称义是为了得救。
We become justified in order to be saved.
没有称义就没有得救。
Without justification, we cannot be saved.
所以称义与得救是同时发生的。
So you can see that being justified and being saved happen at the same time.
当我们称义那一刻，我们就得救了。
The moment we are justified, we are also saved.
记得有人曾经喜欢断章取义，他们说，我口里承认就得救了，多好啊，心里不用相信，也不要紧，因为呢，做不做义人无关重要。
However, some people can like to take this passage out of context and say, How great is it that I only have to declare that Jesus is Lord and I'll be saved? I don't have to believe in my heart, nor do I have to become a righteous person.
这是错的。
But this is wrong.
口里承认是一个公开的行为，在推动这个行为的背后是我们的那个信心，我们的信念。
Declaring with our speech is an outward action, but what is actually motivating this is what we believe inside our heart.
简单的说，因为你不相信耶稣的话，你根本没有勇气在不信的人面前去公开承认耶稣是你的主。
Because if you think about it, if you don't believe in Jesus at all, then you won't have any courage to say that Jesus is Lord in front of other people who aren't even Christian.
反过来来说，要是你真正的相信耶稣是神，你就不怕在众人面前去宣告主名。
But if you really do believe that Jesus is Lord, then you would have no problem proclaiming to lots of people God's name.
在上周五晚上我们办了一个在 City 报佳音的活动。
Last Friday night, we held a caroling event in the city.
光是我们教会参加的人数就有20多人。
From our church, there are about 20 people who came.
我们呢就沿着唐人街，然后经过 Swanson Street, 然后再回到唐人街。
We went through Chinatown and then through Swanson Street and back to Chinatown again.
其中我为这件事情祷告的最多的并不是天气。
And one of the most frequent prayers that I had for this event was not that we would have good weather.
而是我们所有人的安全。
But that everyone would be safe.
你们也知道现在 City 非常的治安不好。
You might be aware that nowadays it's really not safe to be in the city at night.
喝酒、打架或者流血的新闻常常都有听到。
In the news, you hear about people getting drunk, starting fights, and people getting hurt.
但是我们这里很多人仍然愿意勇敢地在街上宣告主耶稣的名。
But we had so many people who had the courage to still go out and share their belief.
那是出于我们内心的那种相信，那种对神的信心。
It's because we had faith in God in our heart.
当然不是说没有去的就心里不相信。
Of course, I'm not saying that the people who didn't go don't believe.
而是每个人回应神的方法都不一样。
Because the way that we respond to God's calling is different for everyone.
报佳音只是多种方法的其中一个。
Caroling in the streets is just one of the many ways we can respond.
不过它绝对是一个宣告我们信仰的一个途径。
It's just one of the ways we can share our faith.
当我们口里承认心里相信的时候，我们就接受了神赐给我们的这一份礼物。
When we declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts, we have accepted that gift that God has blessed us with.
也就是说，我们是一名基督徒了。
That is to say, we have become a Christian.
那样我们就可以进入对神的第二个回应，信靠神。
And then we can start the second step in our response to God, which is to put our trust in Him.
在十一节中说，所有信靠他的人必不至失望。
In verse 11 it says,As scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame.
什么是信靠呢?
So what does it mean to put our trust in God?
信靠耶稣就是完全的信任他，对他有绝对的信心。
To trust him is to have complete faith and confidence in him.
愿意承认自己的渺小，把自己的生命交由他来掌管。
To be willing to admit that we are unworthy and to let God have full control of our lives.
并且接受他在我们人生中的一切安排。
To accept and follow the will that he has for all of us.
甚至有时那并不是我们自己愿意走的路或是选择。
Even if it means going down paths that we don't want to go down or making decisions we don't want to make.
就像耶稣完全依靠父神一样。
Just like how Jesus put his complete faith in God.
在克西玛利园当耶稣快要上十字架的时候。
While he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and was about to be put to death on the cross.
他知道自己将要经过痛苦然后死亡。
He knew he was about to face excruciating death.
不单如此，残酷的刑罚后面还有另一种的伤痛。
And before this excruciating death, he knew he was going to have to face another kind of grief.
就是要面对有些门徒的叛变，当他被捉的时候，就有一个年轻人光着身子就逃跑了。
Which was the betrayal of some of his disciples.
还要忍受跟他一同上十字架囚犯的讥笑。
He also had to suffer the mocking of the criminals who were nailed to the cross beside him.
你试想，要是你有能力从十字架上下来，但是你甘心为了所有的人的罪绑在上面。
Imagine if you had all the power and ability to take yourself off from the cross, but you willingly stayed there just for the sake of the sin of all humankind.
但是你这种的舍己，这种的爱呢，并没有得到回报。
But you did not get anything in return for this great love and sacrifice of yours.
反而那些人不断的挑衅你的能力，质疑你做这件事情背后的真实性。
Instead, people provoked you to use your power and they interrogated you with questions.
你会是如何的反应吗?
How would you respond?
我相信没有人能够忍受这一种的情况。
I don't think anyone would be able to endure this sort of situation.
因此当耶稣面对这种极大痛苦的时候
But when Jesus was about to face this great burden and suffering,
他祷告父能否把这些将要发生的痛苦拿去。
He prayed to his Father in heaven to take it all away from him.
但是他又说不要照他的意思去行，乃是要按父的意思去行。
But he also said, yet not my will, but yours be done.
这就是完全的信靠。
And this is what it is to have complete faith.
把自己完全的交在神的手里，无论前面的路多么的难走，靠着神一步一步的走。
To give your life over completely to God, no matter how bleak the future may seem, you will walk through it with God day by day.
因此信靠对于基督徒来说非常的重要。
As you can see, putting complete faith in God is extremely important for a Christian.
神又在十一节中给予那些信靠他的人一个保证，或是说一个应许。
In verse 11, God gave those people who have faith in him this reassurance and promise.
十一节说，所有信靠他的人必不至失望。
Anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame.
耶利米书中说，神在我们生命当中都有一个美好的计划。
In the book of Jeremiah, it says that God has a wonderful plan planned out for each and every one of us.
要是这样的话，我们为什么不把自己交托给神来带领呢？
If this is the case, why aren't we more willing to give our lives over for God to lead?
要是知道神已经帮我们计划好我们的人生，也知道他必不让我们失望。
And we know that God has already planned out our lives for us, and we know that we won't be ashamed or disappointed.
那样我们的人生会不一样，会对前路充满信心，因为我们知道我们的结果是美好的。
If we do this, our lives will change. We will have endless hope for the future because we know that no matter what happens, our future will be bright.
有时候在人生的路上，我们或许会经过荆棘或是沙漠。
Sometimes in life, we may have to face many storms.
但是唯有信靠神的人得着盼望，因为神从不让我们失望。
But for those who put their trust in God, they will receive hope because God never lets His people down.
信靠是基督徒属灵生命中的一种操练。
Having complete faith in God is not only a kind of practice that we have in life.
也是对神信心的一种回应。
But it's also a response that we give to God from the heart.
信靠之后，我们还要求告主名。
After putting our trust in God, we also have to call on His name.
在12到13节说，其实并不分犹太人和希腊人，因为大家同有一位主，他后代所有求告他的人，因为凡求告主名的都必得救。
In verses 12 to 13 it says, For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
经文说，不分犹太人和希腊人。
At the start of the verse, it says, "There is no difference between Jew and Gentile."
其实在这里，经文是要告诉我们，这个得救的信息，也就是福音，是神赐给我们世上所有的人，并不分种族和地区。
What it means that is that this good news of salvation was given to us as a blessing from God for every single person who's lived on this earth, no matter who you are or where you came from.
经文说，因为大家同有一位主，这表明以下所说求告耶稣的名的人都是信了主的人。
Scripture says, because everyone has the same Lord, so whoever calls out to Jesus is a person who has faith in God.
求告主名是基督徒的另一种操练。上面我们讲了信靠，信靠以后便是求告。
Calling on the name of the Lord is another Christian practice in our lives, apart from putting our faith in God. After we put our faith in God, the next step is to call on His name.
求告主名就是奉耶稣的名求。
Calling on God's name is the same as calling on Jesus' name.
求告是一种行为，代表人对神的谦卑。
Doing this is an action that represents our humility to God.
当我们祷告的时候，我们低头祷告。这样就是谦卑，承认自己只不过是一个被造。
When we pray, we often bow our heads, which show that we are humble, acknowledge that we were created.
也是对创造者表示尊敬和敬畏的态度。
And we show an expression of respect and reverence to our Creator.
在求告的同时，我们也是承认我们自己的软弱和有限。
When we call on God's name, we are at the same time acknowledging that we are weak and limited.
承认有一些事情是靠我们是无法做得到的，承认我们是需要接受神的帮助。
And that there are some things in life that we cannot rely on our own strength to overcome, and that we desperately need God's help.
另一方面，求告也能建立我们跟神的关系。
Also, calling on God's name helps us to build our relationship with God.
透过祷告的操练，让我们经历信仰的真实。
Through constant prayer, it allows us to experience the trueness of our faith.
你要是不祷告，你很难去经历神。
If you don't pray often, it's really hard for you to experience God.
有时候我很烦恼的时候，我会跟神对话。
Sometimes when I'm troubled, I will talk to God.
当我问神啊，我说神啊，你为什么要这样做呢？或是这些事情为什么会发生呢？等等。
And I'll ask him questions like, God, how could you do this? Or how could you let this happen? Etc. etc.
但我当然我问是纯尊敬的神去的心去问，并不是去质问神。
Of course, I'm not interrogating God, but I'm still asking him these questions with reverence for him.
每一次他都会给我答案，有时候他给我的答案是马上的。
And every time God will answer me. Sometimes he answers me straight away.
让我有一种跟他对话的喜悦。
And it gives me the joy of having this experience of having a conversation with him.
这种的喜悦呢，给予我平安和信心。
This joy also gives me peace and confidence.
有时候他很久才回答我的问题。
Sometimes he takes ages to answer my question.
或是通过一些事情或是别人来给我一个答案。
Or he answers me through certain situations or through certain people.
借着祷告，我们可以进入神的同在中。
Through prayer, we can experience being in God's presence.
我与神，神与我。
We are with God and God is with us.
天父虽然高高在上，但是他让他的爱子来到世上。
Even though our Father is way above us in heaven, he still sent his only precious Son to earth.
以至于我们可以奉主的名与天父对话。
So we are able to call on his name.
经文说，求告主名，必然得救。
In scripture it says that if we call on God's name, we will be saved.
是的，当我们奉主名求的时候，神便会进入我们生命的当中，引导我们走正确的道路。
When we call on his name, God is able to come into our lives and lead us onto the right path.
祷告有用吗？这是其中一首歌的歌词。
Does prayer actually work though? This comes from the lyrics of a song.
我们跟 Ben 呢曾经多次提到祷告之父乔治穆勒。
We have heard Ben previously mention the well-known George Mueller.
在他身上神很多次的应允他的祷告。
He's known for the countless times that God has answered his prayers.
还有我们的团契。
And you know, how about in our fellowship meetings?
我们最享受的可能是查经后的分享和祷告。
Perhaps the time that we enjoy the most is the sharing and praying that we have after Bible study.
每周那个 Bible study 后，我们都会向神祷告。
Every week after Bible study, we will pray to God.
当我们在下一区聚集在一起的时候，我们都能够听到别人的感恩或是分享。
And then when we meet up again the week after, I always hear people sharing their joy and gratefulness.
述说神在他们身上的工作。
Speaking of the wonderful things that God has done for them during the week.
只要我们常常的祷告，并且与别人分享经历。
As long as we pray often and have the experience of sharing with the people around us.
我们就可以肯定祷告是有效的。
We can be sure that prayer works and produces results.
同时借着祷告我们能尝到祷告带给我们的神奇力量。
Also when we pray, we can have the experience of experiencing the miraculous power that it gives us.
在两周前的星期五晚上在这里。
Two weeks ago on a Friday night in this church.
当我们所有星期五团契的人都忙着玩游戏的时候。
When everyone was busy playing games in their cell groups.
我经过教会崇拜的大厅。
I walk past the church hall over there.
大厅里面一片漆黑。
And I saw that it was all dark inside.
我看见一位女士正坐在第一排的椅子上。
And I saw a lady sitting on the first pew.
我非常好奇，觉得这个时候为什么有人坐在漆黑中呢？
And I felt curious as to why she was sitting there in the dark.
所以我走到她跟前，当时看到她正在哭泣。
So I walked in front of her and saw her crying.
我自我介绍了一下，然后把她带到一个安静的地方。
So I introduced myself and took her to a quiet place.
她的故事是这样。
And she told me her story.
她所住的家常常被人打扰。
The home that she was living in was often broken in by other people.
于是在五年前他开始祷告神让他找到一间合适的房子。
Five years ago, she started praying to God to help her find another house.
最近他认为神终于答应了他的祷告。
And she recently felt that God had answered her prayer.
因为他找到了一个合适的房子而且银行已经答应了贷款给他。
Because she had found a suitable home and the bank was going to give her a loan.
那天星期五的早上当他要去付定金的时候
And on that Friday when morning she was about to go and pay her deposit
银行却告诉他不会借贷给他
But the bank changed their mind and wouldn't give her her loan
那天他非常的绝望甚至想死
And she felt so desperate that day to the point that she wanted to die
我对他的遭遇呢非常的难过但是也觉得无能为力。
I felt really upset for her, but there was nothing that I could do.
我能做的只是一件事情，祷告。
The only thing that I could do to help was to pray.
于是我在她离开前，我跟她一同同心的祷告。
So before she left, we prayed together.
啊，在几天前，我得知神应允了我们的祷告，感谢主。
After a few days, it was apparent that God had heard our prayers.
银行答应借贷给她，她明年就可以搬到新房里面去住了。
The bank changed their mind and give her loan, and she would be able to move into her new house next year.
这位姐妹，她在这五年中没有放弃对神的信心，不断地向神祷告。
In these past 5 years, this lady had never given up her hope and constantly prayed to God.
而当她发现自己的信心将要失去的时候，她来到神的教会寻求帮助。
But when she found that she was on the verge of losing her faith, she chose to come to church and ask for help.
尽管我们的教会并不是她的教会。
This church that she came to wasn't even her own church.
尽管她是一个外国人，我是中国人。
Even though she was a local and I wasn't.
只不过当天我们的教会大门仍然开着。
But our doors were open to her.
就因为她这个行动，她的人生从绝望中再次得到盼望。
And because she chose to come here, she was able to have hope in one of the most desperate times of her life.
经上说，凡求告主名的，都必得救。
The Bible says that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
凡真心求告主名的，都是属主的人。
And whoever calls on the name of the Lord with their heart is considered a child of God.
属主的人都会信靠他。
And whoever is truly a child of God will always put their faith in him.
信靠主的人必然口里认耶稣为主，心里信神使他从死里复活，就必然得救。
And those who have complete faith in him will naturally declare that he is Lord and believe in their heart that he was raised from the dead, and they will be saved.
对于信了主的朋友来说，虽然我们已经信了神，也做了以上的一切，可能。
For those who already put their faith in God and or have already believed in God and have done all the things mentioned above.
但是在等待主再临的当中，或许我们有信心动摇的时候。
We may find that while we wait for Jesus' second return, that sometimes our faith is being tested.
最近我数了一下，在这五年中。
Recently, I did a count for the past 5 years.
这一堂崇拜里面就有17位信了主的弟兄姐妹离开了教会。
We've had 17 or so brothers and sisters leave this church.
当然，这个数字并不包括那些探访我们或是转到别的教会的弟兄姐妹。
But not counting the brothers and sisters who came to our church for only a short visit or who changed to another church.
这些人中有的是因为学习太忙。
Among the 17 people, some of them left because they were too busy, with study.
有的是因为，跟不信主的朋友在一起被拉走离开了教会。
Some were led astray by non-Christian friends.
有的是对神失去了信心。
And some people just didn't have faith in God anymore.
我不知道下一位将要离开这里的是谁。会是你吗？
I've no idea, but I wonder sometimes who will be the next people to leave this church. Will it be you?
当我们软弱的时候，当我们不愿上教会的时候，当我们不愿意求告主名的时候，
When we are weak, when we don't feel like going to church, and when we don't want to call on God's name,
那时我们要重温主曾经在我们生命当中的工作。
During those times, we must remember all the times when God worked in our lives.
或是说他在我们身上显出的恩典。
Or remember the grace that he has blessed us with.
就像以色列人常常重温出埃及这个事件，让自己不忘记神在他们整个民族中的工作。
Just like how the Israelites would often remember how God delivered them out of Egypt, so that they will never forget the work that God has done for their whole nation.
多多的祷告，让神来保守我们的身心灵，不会被外界世界的诱惑或是冲击所打败。
Let us pray constantly to God to protect our mind, body, and soul from temptations of the world.
那样我们必能持守我们的所相信的福音到人生的终点。
This way we can hold on to our faith until the very end.
对于那些还没有信主的朋友，
For those brothers and sisters who haven't put their faith in God yet,
我告诉你们，神是真实的存在。
I tell you now that God is real.
每一位真心相信他的人都能够感受他到他的存在。
Every single person who has faith in him can feel his presence.
因此在 Boxing Day 的今天，愿意你们在打开了神所送给你们的礼物后，能够接受耶稣成为你们的救主。
So on this Boxing Day, I hope that you are willing to open the gift that God has given you and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior.
这不是一份廉价的礼物。
This is not a cheap present.
这是主用他的宝血换来的，是最珍贵的圣诞礼物。
It came at the price of Christ's blood. It is the most precious gift there ever was.
是出于神对我们的爱和祝福。
And God blessed us with it because of His great love.
希望我们每个人都能够珍惜它。阿们。
I hope that everyone will be able to cherish this gift. Amen.